Bedtime Bites presents Whisper, Wind, and Quiet Song. Lucy loved to listen to the world around her. She had the most amazing ears that could hear things other people missed. As she lay in her cozy bed one night, she heard something special. "Shh," whispered the wind outside her window. "It's time for the night's quiet song." Lucy sat up, her eyes wide with wonder. She tiptoed to the window and peeked out into the moonlit garden. The wind rustled through the leaves, creating a gentle melody. "Come, Lucy," it seemed to say. "Let's explore the nighttime symphony." Carefully, Lucy climbed out of her window and stepped onto the soft grass. The cool blades tickled her bare feet as she followed the wind's whisper. As she walked, she noticed the flowers swaying to the rhythm of the breeze. The daisies bobbed their heads, while the tulips swished their petals back and forth. "Listen closely," the wind murmured. Lucy cupped her hands around her ears and heard the tiniest sound. It was the rosebud, slowly unfurling its petals in the moonlight. "Pop, pop," went the rosebud, so softly that only Lucy could hear. She giggled and twirled around, her nightgown floating like a cloud. The wind picked up, carrying her laughter through the garden. Next, Lucy heard a gentle tapping. She tiptoed towards the sound and found a family of rabbits drumming their feet on the ground. They were keeping time with the wind's song. Thump, 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 thump went their furry feet. Lucy smiled and began to sway with the rhythm. The wind swirled around her, lifting her hair and making it dance. As she moved through the garden, she heard more quiet sounds joining the song. The crickets chirped a lullaby, while the owl added a soft hoo-hoo from its perch in the old oak tree. Even the stars seemed to twinkle in time with the music. Lucy reached up, trying to catch their sparkling light in her hands. Suddenly, she heard a new sound. It was low and rumbly, like distant thunder. But this wasn't thunder. It was much too gentle. Lucy followed the sound to the edge of the garden, where she found a big, sleepy bear. He was curled up under a bush, snoring softly. "Grumph, grumph," went the bear's snores, adding a deep bass to the night's quiet song. Lucy giggled again. And the wind carried her laughter to every corner of the garden. The flowers bobbed, the rabbits thumped, and even the sleeping bear seemed to smile in his dreams. As the night grew deeper, Lucy felt her own eyes growing heavy. The wind noticed and whispered, "It's time to go back to bed, little one." Gently, the breeze guided Lucy back to her window. She climbed inside and snuggled under her warm blankets. The wind tucked her in, rustling the curtains softly. "Good night, Lucy," it whispered. "Thank you for listening to our quiet song." Lucy yawned and closed her eyes. She could still hear the gentle symphony outside, the swaying flowers, the thumping rabbits, the twinkling stars, and the snoring bear. As she drifted off to sleep, Lucy smiled. She knew that whenever she needed a lullaby, all she had to do was listen closely to the whisper of the wind and its quiet song. And so Lucy slept peacefully, dreaming of dancing with the wind in a garden full of music, while the world outside her window continued its gentle nighttime symphony.